Jackson Browne.
Thank you.
John David Souther song. The song's on his album. John David's from Amarillo, Texas. He's going to be with us at the Felt Forum Friday night. If I gave you my blessings and bid you good night, something was holding me down. Once I was baptized, and that was all right. Now if I just can't blessed assurance is one thing to know, and another to sing in a song. The family possessions were passed on to me, no longer fit. That one was free. Now I'd be pleased to know just where I stand. Living for Jesus and making it pay. Nobody lives quite that long. Once I was baptized, now I am free to sing you this new gospel song. Sing it higher and higher and higher. Sing it higher and higher. Uncola, folks. That's very strange, you know, that all this is going on somewhere else, too. You know, very feels funny. We'll recover, I guess. This is a song that I wrote for these three different girls that worked in these three different Mexican restaurants in L.A. over a period of about 2 years. I can fall in love very easily in a Mexican restaurant. I'm not sure what it is. So. I really don't. You don't really have Mexican food in New York. It tends to come out on the Italian side. I was here a couple weeks ago. I had a couple enchiladas that were more like ravioli, I think. That's all right. I'll settle for an Italian enchilada. I should say this is just for one girl. This is for this one girl I met in a restaurant where I used to go in there when I was making my record, and one day they had a new waitress in there, and she was really fine. I came through the door and fell down. Just right away, I couldn't get up. I couldn't say anything to her. You know, to look at her, you'd think that she didn't speak any English, and that she was like about 24, maybe had like 3 or 4 little kids and an old man in Mexico, and she's just up in L.A. working for her aunt, you know, in the restaurant to make a little coin, and she was wearing these beautiful Mexican dresses and ribbons in her hair. And so I got real tongue-tied, but I also developed this real intense craving for Mexican food, and I was in there every day for lunch and dinner for about 3 weeks, and finally the family started sending her in the back of the kitchen when I'd come in, because they, not that anything was going on, I just didn't know, what to say to her, you know. I was thinking of going over to Berlitz and trying to learn some Spanish, but I'd come through the door and I'd check out the whole thing, I'd figure out which section she was waiting on, and then I'd go sit there. Sometimes her Aunt Lucy'd, just to blow my mind, send her other sister over there, who was gigantic, and just sort of lean on me.
What are you having? Your usual.
Anyway, finally the whole bubble burst one day when this girl, who I figured her name was, I don't know what it was, but it was going to be fantastic, right, when I found it out. It turned out to be Cindy. Came over, I don't know, I had this whole idea of who she was, and she sat down and said, "Say, what's happening?" And I had gone through this whole, I'd gone through this whole change here.
It's a picture for Our Lady.
thing about that Uncola. It'll make you burp. Well, I guess that's natural, it's alright. Lots of things make you burp. My phrasing gets strange, it's just me trying to dodge a burp. This song here's for a girl I knew that worked on an organic vegetable farm in Malibu. And she was really into vegetables. New York, you know, you say organic in New York and people laugh. You say health and they just shake their heads, you know. It's just like a, it's a, just a concept here, you know, just sort of like a theory. Health, yeah, health. And health foods are a hoax. Anyway, she's really into her vegetables and her yoga and her meditation. Some people said she was studying to be a vegetable. Those people are from New York. I just have one more of those uncold right here. I don't make it the way they should do, though. It's a little harder now. This girl worked for this old Italian guy that had invented a sweet lemon. I mean, no, to say he invented it, that's wrong. He grew a sweet lemon. He was really into vegetables himself. And I used to go down there and help her pick figs, and I'd get up in the morning and talk to the carrots and stuff, you know. But mainly, I was after the secret of the sweet lemon, because until you've tasted a sweet lemon, you know, you just, that too is just a concept, you know. He called it a cocktail lemon. This is all the truth. He called it a cocktail lemon because he figured that would be a commercial way of, you know, getting it off the ground, you know. Sweet lemons, you know. It just goes by most people, sweet lemons, you know. But unless you go around giving each individual little pieces of a sweet lemon, and then they still think you probably injected it with something sweet to make it that way, you know. But I picked this lemon off a tree and it was sweet. I'd like to dedicate this song to sweet lemons everywhere. Jamaica was a lovely one. I played her well as we lay in the tall grass where the shadows fell. Hiding from the children so they would not tell. We would stay there till her sister rang the evening bell. Jamaica, say you will help me find a way to fill these empty hours. Say again tomorrow, the daughter of a captain on the rolling seas. She would stare across the water from the trees. Last time he was home, he held her on his knees and said the next time they would sail away just where they please. Jamaica, say you will help me find a way to fill these lifeless sails and stay until my ships can find the sea. Thank you.
a sweet young one, I loved her true. She was a comfort and a mercy through. Hiding from this world together, next thing I knew, they had brought her things down to the bay. What could I do? Jamaica, say you will help me find a way to fill these sails, and we will sail until our waters have run
how. Rock me on the water, the wind is
to do a song, another song of John David Souther's. This is about the only chance I ever get away with it. It's when he's not around. This is also on his album. It's called Out to Sea. I wish I wrote this thing. Like I said before, John David's from Texas. To introduce you to my partner. This guy here is David Lindley. He bows and does our whole number, but he's not religious at all. Don't let it fool you. It's all just for the radio, all that. Some parts of the country, they call him the Lindley Brothers. Used to be in the Kaleidoscope. Not a one. His second audience in 8 weeks, there's been no response to that. That's a good sign. If you never heard of the Kaleidoscope, there were some reports of brain damage from the Kaleidoscope. they never did sell a whole lot of records, even though they're really fun, because the record companies didn't know right just what to call them, you know. The Big M will tell you, if you don't know what to call it, you can't exactly sell it. one guy tried, he called it Arabian Country and Western. That didn't quite hit it on the head. Anyway, enough about the Kaleidoscope. Back to J.D. Souther's Out to Sea. Almost said it. I'm sounding like a DJ, aren't I? Made me sign a piece of paper that said, that made me promise I wouldn't say bleep over the air. This being live and everything, it cuts down on about a half of my repertoire. Well, I used to sing in Texas, and it sounded fine to me. I love you. All I had to say, but I changed the words so many times that I lost the melody, and I never even saw it slip away. Out to sea, there is a refuge where the California, living in this world. Oh, I guess I hope to write this song of song. But I hear sweet Becky's voice ringing in my ears. Dear David, I hope you live that long. Out to sea, cloudless day, there'll be no
that's good enough of me to chase the doubts and fears away on a sinking ship of hope. You can hear the sailors calling, calling the captain, say
song was for. I mean, I used to think I knew. I mean, I know what I thought, but I was wrong. I'd just like to sing the song for anybody that ever blew your mind, you know. You know, anybody that ever really opened up your head or, you know, blew you off the branch, you know. And I'll just sing it for the one who blew mine. Has begun. I've come to see where my beginnings have gone. Oh, the walls and the windows were still standing, and the music could be heard at the door, where the people who kindly endured my odd questions asked if I came very far. When my silence replied, they took me inside, where their children sat playing on the floor. Well, we spoke of the changes that would find us farther on, and it left me so warm and so high. But as I stepped back outside to the gray morning sun, I heard that highway whisper inside, "Are you ready to fly?" And I looked into the faces all passing by. It's an ocean that will never be filled, and the house that grows older and finally crumbles, that even love cannot rebuild. It's a hotel at best,
You're here as a guest. You ought to make yourself at home while you're waiting for the rest. Well, I looked into the dream of the millions, that one day the search will be through. And here I stand at the edge of my embattled illusions, looking into you. Had shown how the road remains alone. Now I'm looking in my life for the truth that is my own. Well, I looked into the sky for my anthem, and the words and the music came through. But words and music will never touch the beauty that I've seen. That's true.
Thank you. I'd like to thank Steinway and his sons for building that piano. It takes a really great piano for me to play any good at all, because if you got a piano that really rings and has a lot of sustain, then you don't have to play very many notes. You can just, you know, some pianos, they sit there and ring. They got a Blutner that'll ring for about 5 minutes, you know. Write these 20-minute songs in 3 chords. And 4 chords. 4 goes into 20. Actually, that's not the kind of piano that they usually get for me, although I really love that one. Generally, they get me a player piano. A little roll of paper that's got little dots cut out of it. This song here is for a friend of mine who I came to New York with in 1967. First time I ever went to New York. And we drove over here in a Rambler station wagon. They brought me along because I had a credit card. You know, I mean, it wasn't my credit card. It was stolen. But, so they invited me to come traveling with them, and I was in love with the idea of just picking up and leaving and going, you know. That's what we did. There's a whole long involved story about how they left their women in Long Beach and went to Veracruz trying to catch the legendary banana boat for Spain. The big $20 slow boat, you know. And they stood around on the jetty in Veracruz for about 3 months, made friends with the police down there. They finally, when their clothes got so raggedy, the police got tired of looking at them in rags, you know, they were looking like citizens. They finally gave them some police, you know, uniforms to wear. It's a pretty far cry from Miami Beach. We were down there. Like I said, they made me sign a little thing, you know, not to foul the airwaves, you know, in my performance tonight, but it's difficult to do, you know, because it's such an integral part of my being, you know, foulness, foul language, you know. But they should have told me in Miami, too, because I really fouled the air in Miami. And they wanted to arrest me afterwards, and right in the middle of this big argument with a cop about whether or not it's cool to swear or not, we got him so mad that he started screaming and swearing at me, you know. He finally, right in the middle, he goes, That's so he let me go, you know. Other than that, we would have been in jail, you know, gone down there and paid their chicken dropping little fine. I don't know how to get around it, folks, you know. Darn it. It's a guy. You know, I mean, there's nothing foul about chicken droppings anyway, is there? They got a guy that built a car that'll run on it. You just put a chicken in your tank. Anyway, I forget what I started out to tell you. I'd better just try to sing the song. Though Adam was a friend of mine, I did not know him well. He was alone into his distance, he was deep into his well. I could guess what he was laughing at, but I couldn't really tell. Now the story's told that Adam jumped, but I'm thinking that he fell. Together we went traveling as we received the call. His destination, India, and I had none at all. Well, I still remember laughing with our backs against the wall. So free of fear, we never thought that one of us might fall. I sit before my only candle, though it's so little light to find my way. Now this story unfolds before my candle, which is shorter every hour as it reaches for the day. And I feel just like a candle in a way. I guess I'll get there, though I wouldn't say for sure. Parted, we were laughing still as our goodbyes were said, and I never heard from him again as each our lives we led, except for once in someone else's letter that I read, until I heard the sudden word that a friend of mine was dead. I sit before my only candle, like a pilgrim sits beside the way. Now this journey appears before my candle as a song that's growing fainter the harder I play. Till I fear before I end, I'll fade away. But I guess I'll get there, though I wouldn't say for sure. Thank you.
Oh, Adam was a friend of mine. I did not know him long. And when I stood myself beside him, I never thought I was as strong. Still it seems he stopped his singing in the middle of his song. Well, I'm not the one to say I know, but I'm hoping he was wrong. I'm holding out my only candle, though it's so little light to find my way. Now the story's been laid beneath my candle, and it's shorter every hour as it reaches for the day. And I feel just like a candle in a way. Oh, I hope I'll get there, though I'll never pray.
We've got three songs in a row here we'd like to do for you that they're sort of related. That the first two are for the same girl. No, I don't mean the same one that worked in the restaurant or the organic vegetable farm either. It's just the same one, you know. I have a friend who calls her the bigger her. David Blue, he said, it was, refers to his elusive dream lover is the big hurt. Oh, here I put my finger picks away too. This song is how this song came to be. It's this girl stepped on my heart. Scratch it flatter than a mashed Mexican fly. I learned that Rolling Stone. Thus spake the big M. That's for all you cryptic freaks out there. If you can get into that, you can get into anything. But to go back to the plot here, this girl, what happened is, well, to go to the very beginning, we convinced this record company, not David and I, but we should eliminate all guilt. We'll assume the guilt on this half of the stage. I and some friends of mine convinced this record company that they ought to let us go out in the woods to record. Now, you remember 1968 was like Big Pink time, right? And all you had to do to be heavy was to have a garage and 16-track, you know? And so we said, we're about to make a record, and we say, hey, man, we got to record in the woods, you know? I mean, look what's, you know, man. Big Pink, man. Like that. And most amazingly, they swallowed a hook, line, and hotel in the mountains. And they set us up there in this old hotel that had been built by the railroad, which was a Mormon railroad at that, in Northern California, up on the Feather River, which is where they discovered gold roughly 100 years before. Maybe that's why they let us do it, out of some kind of connection with the discovery of gold. I'm sure gold had something to do with it anyway. I won't tell you what record company it was, but Jack, if you're listening out there, it was beautiful of you to do it, and it was just one of those big, beautiful failures. You know? It was terrible. One reason it failed was that everybody got up there and started swimming. Instead of playing, you know. The first mistake was they let us do it. They let us go make the record, you know. We had this idea for a recording ranch, you know, in a hotel, you know. And My first mistake was they should have ripped us off for the idea, you know, and then sent us back to Echo Park where we belong. That's a suburb of Los Angeles. And then the second mistake was once we were up there trying to do it, I stopped thinking about the music and started thinking about this girl that was up there. And which was really dumb because although we were very close, there were three groups up there, and a couple of them had old ladies in it. Anyway, there were about 35 guys up there at one time and three chicks. And I didn't stand a chance, you know. My best bet would have just not to have, you know. I thought I had her all sewed up, you know. I tried to, you know. I should have had her sewed up. I didn't think about it. But, FCC after me. Anyway, one day after this particularly discouraging wrestling match with her, which I lost, I ran outside to the track, which very slow locomotive was going by on, and I jumped on the thing, and I went 4 miles into town where there was a coffee shop, a hardware store, and a show, a moving picture of the show, and played Heartbreak Hotel about 45 times on a jukebox, and I walked home. And the second song is for the same girl. I wrote for her anyway. Stands before an open window, staring so far away. She can almost feel the southern wind blow, almost touching her restless day. She turns from her window to me, sad smile, her apology, sad eyes reaching to the door. Daylight loses to another evening, and still she spares me. Goodbye. And sits alone beside me, fighting her feelings. Struggles to speak, but in the end, can only cry. But suddenly, it's so hard to find the sound of the words to speak her troubled mind. So I'm offering these to her as if to be kind. There's a train every day, leaving either way. There's a world, you know. There's a way to go. You'll soon be gone, that's just as well. This is my opening farewell. child's drawings left there on the table, and a woman's silk lying on the floor. Well, I would keep them here if I were able, till I could save behind this open door. But suddenly it's so clear to me that I'd ask her to see what she may never see. And now my kind words find their way back to me. There's a train every day leaving either way. There's a world, you know, you got a ways to go. And I'll soon believe that's just as well. This is my opening farewell. Time we've known that we each are a part of one another. We've lost as much as we have won. And as our lives have grown, we have found that it only brings the pain to hang on to the things that we have done. Still I love the times you've come. When you went away, taking all that I built my false road on, I dropped my life and couldn't find the pieces. Now you come and go, hard, but I feel the strength returning. We'll see how far this new road reaches. We'll see a little more each time you come. Now everybody's gonna tell you it's not worth it. Everybody's gotta show you their own pain. You may try to find your way up around it, but the need for love will still remain. Now we're lying, so safe in the ruins of our pleasure. Laughter marks the place where we have fallen. And our lives are near, so it wouldn't occur to us to wonder if this is the past or the future that is calling.
love these times you've
I'm not trying.
just another dreamer dreaming about every man.
I'd like to relate this one song here that was inspired by these redneck freaks I met out in the woods last summer. It sounds so strange up here. I wish I was out there listening, because we can't really hear each other up here. I trust him. I've been working with him for a few weeks now, and I trust him pretty much. Still, making music together when you can't hear each other is sort of like holding hands through the mail. That's not usually what we say, but it'll have to do for the FCC. You get the picture. Yeah. I have to dedicate this song to Mount Zion National Monument and Chuck Berry. Jerry Lee Lewis, all right? And who? I'm not hip to him either. I just didn't hear you. Same thing, I guess, isn't it? It's called, Honey, Let Me Introduce You to My Redneck Friend. How has it all begun? We're teaching you how to walk, but you're already on the run, little one. What you gonna do, little one? Honey, it's all up to you. Now your daddy's in the den, shooting up the evening news. Mama's with a friend. Lately she's been so confused. Little one, come on and take my hand. Well, I may not have the answer, but I believe I got a plan. Honey, you shake, I'll rattle. You can roll on down the line and see if we can't get in touch with a very close friend of mine. Let me clue you in, it ain't like him to argue or pretend. But honey, let me introduce you to my redneck friend. Well, they got a little list of all those things of which they don't approve. Well, they gotta keep their eyes on you, or you might make your move, little one. I really wish you would, little one. I think the damage you do, you're good. Honey, you shake, I'll rattle. Go on down the line. You're gonna forget all about the battle. It's gonna feel so fine. Cause he's the miss.
kitchen sink, and living on a skeleton. Well, honey, let me introduce you to my redneck